Watch your breath coming in, watch your breath going out. This is a good place to step back from your thoughts and apply the Buddha's medicine. The Buddha's teachings are like medicine for the mind, for the diseases of the mind. And the diseases are the normal ones we all have: greed, aversion, delusion, afflictive thoughts. And the medicine is this: start with mindfulness. Remember to step back from your thoughts. You don't have to go into them. And ask yourself, is this a skillful thought or an unskillful thought? Learn to recognize where your thoughts are going to lead you. And if something is going to lead you in a bad place, then you put forth the effort to let go of it. If it's something that's skillful, okay, you can pursue it. When you put forth effort like this and can clean out the thoughts that are going to be afflictive, then the mind can settle in. A sense of well-being, calm, concentrated, equanimous. Taking on only the thoughts that are worthwhile. And let everything else go. These are called factors for awakening, but they're also just medicine for the mind. There are places in the canon where Moggallana and Gassapa are sick, and the Buddha comes and he reminds them of these seven steps: be mindful, analyze what's going on, step back, see what's going on, let go of whatever is unskillful, then the mind can settle in with a sense of well-being. You're looking after your mind. Otherwise, these afflictive thoughts come up and they just eat up your mind, eat up your health. It goes from the health of the mind, starts having an effect on the health of the body, health of your relationships with people around you, your relationship to the world as a whole. Remember, the mind needs medicine. And the Buddha listed the requisites of life. Here in the East we talk about, here in the West we talk about food, clothing, and shelter. Well, he added medicine. Medicine is also necessary. It's necessary for the body, and this medicine for the mind is especially necessary. Because if the health of the mind begins to suffer, then everything suffers. But if the mind is good, in good shape, then no matter how bad the world may be around you, doesn't have to make inroads on the mind. That way you can trust your mind much more. You can rely on it more, because it's learned to rely on you. You help each other along. Treat each other's illnesses. That way you can find true health. The health that comes deeper in the mind. It's all possible. So think of the Buddha as a doctor. His teachings are like medicine. Learn to choose which medicine you need. And it's there for free.